Hi, I'm Britt.
And my name is Alyssa.
And this is Skeletales.
And this is the podcast where we strive to answer the age-old question of, is my dead grandma watching me?
That's right. And we share true tales of the strange, unusual, and paranormal.
Heck yeah, we do. Hey, Britt, what are we talking about this week?
We're having a little mini episode because as you're listening to this, I am actually on vacation in Texas, the good old land of Austin, cowboy boots, and queso. I'm so excited about queso.
Exotic.
Exotic land. Yeah, so we're just going to do a little mini little taste for you this week, folks, and I hope you enjoy it. Let's get into it. Alyssa, will you go first?
I will. Brett, I'm going to tell you a story that's going to creep you the fuck out. So get ready. Keep your little cowboy boots on. Snug. Knock your boots off. Okay, so this comes from Recover the Other. The kids where I grew up used to talk about the Click-Clack Man, an old guy whose legs had been chopped off so he grew fingernails extremely long and walked around using them looking for children to murder. I actually think there was more in-depth lore to this fella, but I don't remember. What I do remember was lying in bed terrified he was coming for my legs because I'd be there in the dark hearing click-clack, click-clack. In hindsight, it was most definitely a zipper or something clacking around in the washing machine, but I was so sure he was real. Anxious times. Unrelated, but this is a real story. When I was about 15, I was sitting on my bed reading something in the middle of the day when I saw something out of the corner of my eye. I looked over at the doorframe and there was a shadow figure of a tall man in a trench coat wearing a fedora. The second I saw this thing, it fell through the floor. I'm not a believer in paranormal stuff, so I assumed it was something I imagined and just never really thought about it. Thanks to the internet, I recently found out tons of people have had this exact experience. It's called the Hat Man. It's terrifying because people have drawn pictures of what he looked like, and it's exactly what I saw. Period. So that's the end of my first little story. It just had the Hat Man bonus, but what I want to bring your attention back to
okay,
is the clickety-clack.
Oh my God.
Have you ever heard this urban legend, this lore?
No, but I don't know if I've told you my clickety-clack story when I was a teenager.
Was this when you were sleeping in the couch and you think the door came over open and...
Yes, and there was clickety-clack, and it was like breathing next to my head. It was really terrifying. It was probably an animal, but now that I know that there's a clickety-clack man, I don't know.
I always assumed in that story you told it was some sort of coyote or wolf or dog, but this is, I hope for your sake, that's what it was, because this is way more terrifying.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm buckling it up. I'm buckling my boots.
All right, so I think that original story was from Ireland because I stumbled upon that doing our Irish-ish spirits episode last week. That's when I stumbled upon that story. And I never heard of the clicky-clack. I didn't like the whole fingernails, nothing about that. So anyway, I dug a little deeper. So from what I found, a lot of people say it's based on a Japanese urban legend. I don't know. Apparently, it's in a bunch of different countries, New Zealand, Ireland, even the U.S., I've never heard of this. I've never heard of the clickety-clack. The story goes that a woman's car was hit by a truck, but all the police found was her legs. People started to talk about a legless lady dragging herself around with her long, sharp nails. Once children started going missing in the nearby town, a curfew was enforced. A little girl was running late to get home when she started to hear a strange noise. Click, click, slide. Click, click, slide. Looking back, she didn't see anything but picked up the pace. Click, click, slide. Click, click, slide. It was getting faster. She finally reached her home. The door was locked. Her mother was asleep inside, having forgot to unlock the door to her. Click, click, slide. The mother woke up the next morning, realizing she had forgotten to open the door for her daughter. She ran downstairs and swung open the door. She screamed in horror. The welcome mat was stained with blood, and a dark red smear trailed back to the street. then body was never found. That's from Creepypasta. That's the Creepypasta story. So there's another version of the story that goes through and names like 5:56 p.m. The girl hears the click, click, slide, and it goes through. And then it culminates in the little girl knocking on the door. And then the mother answers, and written in blood is, "Mommy, why didn't you let me inside?" Or something like that.
With punctuation and everything in blood.
Yeah. And then another version where it's a man who has like really long fingernails that grew. And so he's like climbing on his fingernails and looking for kids to kill. I find this horrifying. I'm not a fan of the click clock. I'm glad I didn't know about this one. Anything with that sound element, like the hook, like where you can imagine that sound and hear. That sound. Oh, so that's the story of the click, 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 clack, click, click urban legend.
Clickety, clickety, clack, man.
Clickety, clack, clack. I don't know. We haven't done. Yeah.
I love that one. Are you ready for my story?
I am absolutely ready for it. Bring it.
This story comes from Amanda. This happened to me years ago, way back when I was 19. I was just getting off work and driving home. It was around 1:30 p.m. that day. I was driving home and my car started acting up, kind of like the alternator was trying to go out. If you don't know how that feels, it's like you hit the gas and you don't really move or go fast. Your car just kind of spits and sputters. My inside lights were flickering and my radio was just staticky and low humming. I lived in Beckville, Texas at the time and worked in Carthage at the Donut Deluxe. So I had a good little drive.
That sounds Texas as fuck. I'm sorry. But like, well done being Texas.
Long country road. Yes. And the road I lived on is a long country road. Big, pretty cemetery on it. Well, I had about 600 to 800 feet till I was about to pass the cemetery. I lived half a mile past it, but my car started stressing. And then I started stressing because breaking down was not what I needed in this moment in my life. So I pulled off the road as much as you can on a country road, and I just sit there trying to see what was up with my car. I was pretty much in tears. And mind you, this was all before we had cell phones. Then I got an odd feeling, just an urge to look in my rearview mirror. And I don't understand why. My heart was racing and I was already scared. And I just didn't know why. But I looked in my rearview and y'all, I kid you not. There I was, sitting in the back seat, staring back at me in the mirror. But it's like it wasn't me. Oh, I hope I'm making sense. It was pure evil hate staring at me. The grin my face was wearing. The eyes. Oh, and my face looked like it had been chewed up and spat out. Like, what happened? I kind of did a heavy, like, inside scream, sigh thing, and shut my eyes. But when I opened, the thing was gone. And get this, my car worked wonders afterwards. But sad to say, 3 years after that happened, I was in a horrible car accident and was injured very badly. I've tried all these years to forget it, and just don't understand what it was that happened.
I mean, it happened right near the cemetery. I mean, doppelganger.
Uh-huh. Is it a weird premonition because she was in a car accident? Who knows?
I don't know. Anything with mirrors, I'm out, man. I am out. Myself in the mirror, I wouldn't trust that shit. I mean, that's evil. Anytime I look in the mirror.
Well, and then they say when you see your doppelganger too, that's a sign that like you're going to die. So maybe she saw her doppelganger and then what happened? She didn't die, but she was in this horrible car accident. Bad omen for sure.
Bad omen. I don't like it. Definitely something evil, possibly a bad spirit fucking with her, causing some mischief. Not a fan.
Well, I hope everybody sleeps great tonight with the horror of clickety-clack, man or woman. And drives home safe tonight. Don't look in that rearview mirror.
Man, this was a creepy little one. We're like, hey, let's just record a quick one and scare the shit out of everyone.
I know. I think okay. I literally said a quick, sweet one. No, not sweet.
No, not sweet at all. It's the opposite. I don't know. Yeah, sweet dreams. Don't let the clickety-clack mans get you tonight.
Oh, I love it. If you have a story to share, you can always email it to our hotbox.
I want to hear more urban legends because I thought I'd heard them all. Never have I heard about the click clack. More urban legends. I love this shit.
Yes. Send them in.
To the hotbox at skeletalespodcast@gmail.com. You can also call them into the hotline.
302-689-DEAD, 302-689-3323. You can head over to our social media, Skeletales Podcast, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, that other one, YouTube.
Yep, all of it. Find us. If not, make us a page. Invite us. Start posting our shit there. Go over to the Etsy shop. We've got a cool merch shop. We got some interesting stuff.
T-shirts, stickers, haunted dolls, you name it. We got it.
Let us know if we don't have something in the merch shop that you would like to see, because we're all ears.
Sure, why not? We're open-minded gals.
Yeah. There's a suggestion box is there if you have any. You know, we're willing to hear them. Is there anything else?
Yes. Suggestion for you. Haunt y'all later.
Thank you. I will consider that.
Good night.
Good night.